Holy shit! We've been waiting. You've been waiting for sure. Confused as fuck? Definitely. But on 2D Podcast today, everything will be unfolded.
Mistakes were made. But that's okay, because we're too deep. We can do whatever the fuck we want. Shut the fuck up, all you fucking haters. Fuck you!
Deal with it! We know this is not hating. All of our boys and girls in the deep, shout out to you guys for waiting patiently for another episode of 2D Podcast. Let's get it! Hey, I'm fresh off the plane, back from Miami. You guys already knew that, though, after listening to the last episode, which was released in conjunction with this one for a two-episode spectacular.
Well, before we get into it, and before everyone says, oh, you guys were... Because this is honestly the first time we've missed a week.
Yeah, just straight right? up.
Right? Missed a week. But, for anyone wondering, we actually recorded this... We recorded the prior episode to this one.
Yeah.
On time.
Yeah, before I left for the trip.
Okay.
The Wednesday before I left, we recorded it.
And for reference, like you're asking, I didn't notice, and that's for a main reason. By the time I would have noticed, I was already lit.
Yeah.
And I probably stayed lit through the entirety of the weekend until Monday morning.
Well, I'm glad we both shared that same experience. But, yeah, no.
I saw, and prior to this, the only snaps that I really paid it to, that, by the way, that, never mind.
Yeah.
So, sorry, sidetracked. The only snap I saw of Caruso the whole weekend, I saw a few, noticed was a snap of him dancing with his girl, Andrea, at 7 a.m., and then them leaving the club.
Yeah.
At 10. So, yeah. I don't know. He could get into it now.
We'll be getting into it. And that's a crazy night. But, so it was funny because, let's pop open the beers. Let's get this thing rolling.
For reference, we are having.
Okay, yeah, big one. This is one we were insinuating before.
Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale. Now, Kentucky Coffee Barrel Stout is the highest rated beer.
It is.
On the podcast.
It's the same company. Different flavor.
I'm not going to rape my hands today.
Yeah, I got to keep those hands pure.
I love me some whiskey. Everyone knows that. So.
1999, the year I was born. Cheers. After a long week of drinking, let's drink some more. Are we going to be drinking tonight?
The bar's open.
I mean, it's great. This is great.
I'm sleep.
Another one. 8.5%?
No, 8.3, I believe.
8.2%.
Oh, my.
But great.
Oh. And I've said this before.
You get a little caramel-y
taste? The Kentucky Coffee Barrel Stout, if you're a coffee drinker, is a must. If you're a whiskey drinker, this right here. I mean,
you get a little caramel flavor. I get a little caramel. It tastes delicious. Just a hint. I wonder if it's in this bit.
I'm slumped. This right here. And I know I'm going to go higher than you, but
I think we're going to be close.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. 8.6.
I was gonna fucking say 8.6.
Oh my god! Fuck. No way!
Fuck!
This fucking company is unreal. Holy shit!
It's great. No, it's great.
I fucking love whiskey, bro. And this is it. This is. Ugh.
Okay, let me log it in the books so everyone's got it. Kentucky. Bourbon Barrel Ale. 8.6, 8.7. Monster scores from both parties.
It's been a good season. We don't have any sixes.
No, we don't. Haven't been anything too garbage, I guess. Let's go back up to the top, and let's get this fucking thing cracking. So, like I said, we recorded it on Wednesday of last week. And usually, if we record on a Wednesday, I'm like, alright, I have time on Thursday to edit it. And now that we don't do the fucking video, right?
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah.
30 minutes. Like, real light work. So I'll just do it on Thursday, right? So, me and Juan end up going out on Thursday. Cause it's my last day, obviously. I fly out Friday morning. So I hit up Juan, and I'm like, yo, like, let's be out on Thursday. You know, I don't really care what it is. Let's just do something. My last day here before I head to Miami for a week, right? So we probably go out around, because it was also my girl's birthday that day. So I had dinner with her family, and then I left from there probably around 9 o'clock. Met up with Juan, Kenny, Calvin, one other guy. I forget his name. Damn. At this pool place, right? Play some pool. My first ever Jaeger bomb. Pretty fire, not gonna lie. They're actually really good. I don't usually like Jaeger. We had about six of them.
Jaeger bombs are fire.
There's this fucking guy there named Richie, some rando, narc, never met him before.
Well, that's the kind of people you come across at pool joints.
Man was absolutely fucking hammered and was buying us drinks left, right, and center. We had, like, this thing going on between us where, like, I would be like, yo, put on my tab. And then Calvin would come in and be like, no, put on my tab. And then fucking Richie, for some reason, would join and be like, put on my tab.
And, you know, he's the regular, so they listen to him.
Yeah, so this guy's bill is getting fucking run up. Probably doesn't remember it. Whatever. Good time. So the kid's whose name I forgot, his girlfriend works at another bar. So we went over there, and she was just bringing us fucking buckets of Corona bottles over. Bucket after bucket after bucket. So that kind of dies down eventually. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning. Mind you, I got to wake up early to pack completely because I didn't pack yet at all. Okay? So we leave. We're headed back to the apartment in order to play some Smash, right? Just head back, relax, vibe with the boys, play some Pong, maybe. We go in two cars. Calvin, Kenny, go in one, because the other kid doesn't come. Or does he? Regardless. And me and Juan go in the other. Juan's driving, right?
No.
Now Juan, right, is going a little fast. Pulling up to a stop, or to a red light. Now, there, we're on 21. They're in the left lane going straight. There's a motorcycle stopped at the line in the middle lane going straight. And we're behind in the middle lane. So Juan pulls up pretty fast, comes to a stop pretty fast, and is like maybe an inch away from the motorbike. So I could already tell you the guy on the motorbike's pretty tight. Juan sticks his head out the window because Calvin's sticking his out the window from the other car. They're cursing at each other. It has nothing to do with the motorcycle. They're cursing at each other between the two cars. Fuck you, you're a pussy, all this shit. You know, just we're drunk, whatever. So Juan starts flashing his brights, right? Just to whatever. And apparently that pisses the motorcycle guy off, right? So the light goes green. Calvin's car goes, but obviously we're blocked and we're right behind him. So it's not like we can kind of just maneuver around him. So the guy stopped. He doesn't even like rev his engine or nothing. He sits there for a couple seconds. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is this guy doing? Gets off his bike, opens up his little bike compartment, and starts bending over and, like, fiddling for something. And in my head, I'm like, no fucking way, right?
Yeah.
Like, no way. So I'm just kind of sitting there watching him. But, like, I know what he's reaching for.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no shot. That's what he's actually doing, right? So he kind of bends up. I see the fucking pistol in his hand. He fucking points it at the windshield and starts fucking cursing at us like, oh, don't fuck with me. You don't know who the fuck I am. Blah, blah, blah. As he's saying this, he's walking around to the driver's side, Juan's side. Our windows are down. So he gets up right there. Now, he kind of stands to where I can't really see him. Like, Juan's blocking me. I can see he's there, but I can't really see what he's doing. And, like, I say something along the lines of, like, yo, like, come on, man, like, just relax. And Juan, like, whips over to me and, like, hits me in my fucking chest, telling me to shut the fuck up. And rightfully so. Like, he's on his side. He's a little bit more more sketched out about it. So I shut up. The guy was like, yo, get away. Get the fuck up there. So Juan kind of backs up, gets around him, and we go away, and we don't see him again. I'm, like, kind of talking to Juan, laughing about it. Like, oh, that guy's such a pussy. What a lowlife. How are you getting... He's like, bro, he put the fucking gun to my head. When he walked around the side of the car, he put the pistol on Juan's cheek. Apparently. That's what Juan said. That's what I'm saying, right?
That's no, it's like kind of not funny, but I mean, you know.
Can you fucking believe that, dude?
This
guy was some fucking like, not like, just looked like your classic biker gang guy. You know what I'm saying? Classic biker gang guy. Like, this guy's got nothing for him. And I was trying to calm Juan down, like, yo, like, it's fucking... It's just, like, some lowlife. He's just trying to scare you.
I mean, I would be shook, too.
He wasn't going to pull the trigger, you know?
I would be shook, too. Holy shit.
It's crazy, right? So that was on Thursday. Friday, we out to Miami. So we leave in the afternoon, get there around 2:30, and then we meet up with Tristan and his girlfriend, Ari. We go to this banging-ass revolving sushi place, right? You ever heard what, like, seen that, like, you sit in, like,
a booth, and there's a conveyor that goes
around all the whole entire fucking facility, and they just keep coming, bro. We ate like 47 plates was our count. Crazy fire sushi. And then we go out the first night to a place called Do Not Sit on the Furniture. I've mentioned it before. So this place, this trip was very different from
the one you took with Roberto.
With Roberto and Tristan. Because when I went with them, it was spring break.
Yeah, so it was like...
So every club was like packed to the brim every day. So this was the week after July 4th.
Yeah,
so things were a little bit slower. So, bro, we thought we were going late. But we get to Do Not Sit at like midnight. Because we go out to dinner, then we got to go back. My girl takes forever to fucking get ready. And then we're out. We got there standard at like 12:30. Yeah. Right? I thought we were going to be late. Dude, we walk up, like, I don't hear anything coming out of the club. There's not a line at all. What it is like, there's, like, this patio section, and you walk inside, like this hidden door to get to the club. Yeah. But even right next to the door, I couldn't hear anything, and the patio maybe had 3 people, including the bartender that was outside. Yeah. So we opened the door to go inside. Bro, like, 4 people inside, including the fucking bartender and the DJ. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck is happening? But, so we go back outside, we get drinks, sit down the patio, and we're like, all right, let's figure this out. What do we want to do? Tristan does some research. Apparently, the main guy doesn't come on until 2. So we're like, you know what? Like, we just got here today anyway. We just flew in. We're a little tired. Let's have some drinks, relax, see if it starts picking up. Starts picking up around 1:30, 1:45, good amount of people are in. We go inside by 2 o'clock, decently packed. Nothing, like, obscene, but, like, a good quality where I don't feel weird dancing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
There was at least maybe 70 people, 80 people there. So, and it's a small area. It's not really that big. So that was a fun night. But all house music, like, deep house, Andy deep house music. Not EDM, not dance music, like, deep house.
I like that. But, like, depends.
And it was good. It was good. The person was pretty good. So we got home pretty late. Wake up in the morning, we do a bunch of stuff. I can't really take you day by day, because...
Yeah, do highlights.
Highlights. So, the next day, we went to this place called Club Space.
Sorry, I was just laughing about the Juan thing.
Yeah, right? Isn't that crazy? It's fucking obscene, dude. But that's why I forgot to fucking do the podcast. I was shook up about... Well, I went out to get fucked up. But then I got so shook about that on the way home, I didn't remember. Regardless, we go to this place, or we hear about this place, it's called Club Space. It's a 12-hour party. Starts at 11 p.m., goes to 11 a.m., okay? Now, before we go to dinner somewhere, and we go back and we take a nap, because according to Andy, also who I met, oh, we also went to the gym down there as well, TFL, gas, again.
Yeah, I remember seeing that snap.
But I saw Andy there, and he was telling me about Club Space, and he told me he was like, yeah, like, don't get there until like 3 a.m. You're like, damn, really? Yeah, because it goes all throughout the morning, and you want to be there for sunrise, and you don't want to get there too early. Early meaning like midnight, and then you're dead by 11 o'clock, and you don't even want to be there anymore. So we plan to take a nap, wake up around 3, leave at like 3:30, get there at 4. We end up waking up at 3:30, which was stupid, and we didn't leave until 5. My girl took forever again till 5, and we get there like 6 a.m. I would say 5:36 in between then. So it's like this three-story building. The bottom is just like kind of the entrance. The second story, there's a like big open space with a lot of tables, chairs, a bar. There's a stage, like one of those 4-foot off the ground stages that they build for like high schools and shit. Same type of deal, like it's one of them in the back with the bathrooms. And then you go upstairs, that's the main floor, that's where the main DJ is.
Rooftop shit or
no? It's like a greenhouse rooftop. So it's encased, but there's a lot of windows.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like the Ashford rooftop.
Never been, but
yeah.
If I go,
but it's probably, I'll confirm. There's probably no tables like Ashford, it's like just like a club.
So it's like, there's the main floor, and then there's a bar. Off to the side. There's also another bar on either end of the floor, but there is seating upstairs, but not actually on the dance floor, you know? There's some, like, benches that every, like, 30 minutes, these exotic dancers would come and, like, dance on, so you weren't allowed to sit on it before they came, but you could sit on it when they left. So that was fine, but it was good music, again, house. Andy actually went to high school with the DJ that came on at 6 a.m., so that was cool to see. but, okay. I got the green light to share this story.
Okay.
This was crazy. So, we're dancing. And, like, mind you, she just turned 21. Okay? She doesn't really go out. The few times she has, it's been with her friends.
Yeah, when you're not 21, you don't go out.
So, I haven't gone out. Like, I've gone out with her, but not like to like a club or like a bar or anything like that. So it was my first time, and I had a great time. It was just straight off the rip, amazing trip. It was fantastic, right? But I've never gone out, and I had an amazing time. Like, she was so much fun. Like, she wasn't boring at a club. She liked to drink. She liked to go out and dance. She likes house music as well, and EDM and shit like that. So it's not like she was bored. Like, she was vibing with the music. We were getting sauced. Good ass time. Good ass hella. Good ass time. And like, so.
Wait.
No. That's only unfortunate.
Sorry, part. we're not chilling.
We're speaking
enough.
Code right now.
Yeah.
If only you guys liked the YouTube episodes.
Yeah, then you'd
see. Regardless. So like, she's dancing on me, and like, obviously, like, it's early, I'm a little drunk.
Shane!
So I'm like, damn, like, I'm horny as fuck right now. So, like, she confirmed those feelings for herself as well. And we're like, yo, where are we gonna do this shit? So, we both go to the bathroom, and she takes a little longer than I do. So I start scoping out downstairs on the second floor, right? So you know how I said there was a stage? There's like black curtains along the back walls of the left and back and right side. So while she's in there, like, I'm watching the security guards because there's hella. And like, I see they do a pass, another 10 minutes, then they do another pass. So I wait till they pass, ran back there, looked behind one curtain, open wall, so you could see through to the other side. I was like, no. Went to the back curtain, opened it up, straight wall. I was like, oh my god. Go back, sit down, wait for her to come out. I'm like, yo, found a spot. said, bet. Went back there. Bet.
Shane!
That was craziest place I've ever fucked.
Yeah.
Club space.
Yeah. That's wild. That is wild. That's fire. With the house music in the background.
That's what I'm saying, dude. And when and there was like 2 feet of space in between the wall and the curtain. So like I had to like stick my right arm out sideways like this so that the curtain wouldn't shake, because I was scared. Like, I was scared that somebody was gonna fucking see the curtain shaking. But it was dark. Like, it was only red LEDs and black otherwise. Even if it was light upstairs, like, it was pitch black down there. But still, like, I was worried someone was going to see the motion behind the curtain and then go whip it open and then we got kicked out or some shit. You know? So, but I busted all over the wall. There's a big stain back there. It's
fucking... No, I was just looking at... That's fun. Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. Good time though. Then we went back upstairs, danced some more, took a fire ass pictures, which I'm gonna be posting soon. But that was club space. We were there until 10 a.m. as Paul said. Then straight after we go to the Versace Mansion. Versace Mansion is like this hotel/restaurant that Versace designs completely. Whatever. It wasn't really all that. But the food was gas. But did you see the video I took of all of us after club space at the Versace Mansion? I don't think this one.
Soft.
First off, we were out drinking the night before. We got a 2-hour power nap.
I don't want to hear it, because I guarantee what I did this weekend was worse.
I was fine. But the others in the party were...
No, you had... Yeah, I'll give you credit. You looked like you were ready to go.
I was taking the video. I was vibing.
I got to... Wait, what day was this? Because I'll tell you if this
was Saturday.
Yeah, this is... Oh, that's Saturday morning.
No. Sunday. Saturday into Sunday.
Perfect timing for... Let's just wait... Let's go back to New Jersey for a second, because I actually have a pretty decent... Mm-hmm. I went out. The night started. I was like, I'm going to have a chill night. Saturday night on my deck. I bought some cigars.
Tough. Some stogies.
Right? And I'm out puffing that shit. Brought out a bottle of Jameson. Glass, right? And just sipping. Jake calls me. Never good.
Never.
The owners of my team, EFA, come over my house. Come to my deck. Everyone pours a glass, cigar, just vibe, right? I mean, we were doing that for like 2 hours. So you can imagine I had about 6 glasses of whiskey on the rocks. Mm. I mean, I wouldn't say I was sober at that point, right?
Yeah.
So we end up going to Viva Margarita afterwards, right?
Classic spot.
Classic spot for me. I'm there twice a week.
Great food, horrible service.
They're great to me. Every time I'm there, the food comes mad quick. Every time I'm there.
It didn't come quick when we were there with you.
Yeah, but we're ordering Bevs. Mm-hmm. Now, whenever I want food, every time I sit at the bar, they'll bring me shit. Right away. No problem. So I get food right away. We're there for like 45 minutes to an hour. We had like, I killed 3 marks in that time. 3 marks. So on top of the
flights
whiskey.
Flights are full, like the big ones. Holy shit.
So this is after this. And, you know, already I'm feeling lit. I'm like, yo, let's pop out to 46 Lounge. Now, meanwhile, I thought 46 Lounge on 46 in Totowa. I thought this joint's going to be like a lounge, right?
It's a club.
Bro. I mean, my girlfriend got upset at me for going there. Like, she never gets upset at me. She was like, I looked at the... Go look at the Instagram.
I'll look it up right now while he's talking.
Just, I mean, to be fair, they market themselves as ass. Like by ass, I mean like...
The body part ass.
Yeah, like just...
46 what?
46th Lounge. Let me see. Oh, they have Club 46 Lounge. Oh, no, that's not the one. Just go to the patio.
Wow. Hey, yay, yay.
So I had to dip, but at this point,
that's
dude.
Fire, though.
Yo, me and Jake get there first. It's early, 10:30. We get there. Can't go without my girl.
No, that's fine. We get a little double date action.
Yeah, we'll do that. We could do that. We get there at 10:30, and they're like, oh, well, you know, we can't, like, you could either get a table or, like, or you have to stand, you know? And, like, there was no one there. We're like, all right, fuck it. Let's get a two-person table. Two-person table is $240, but it comes with a bottle and three apps.
That's not bad.
Three appetizers.
That's great.
Bro, we didn't eat. Like, I didn't touch any food, but,
really?
Like...
Really? I've been all over but the like, hot sticks.
Fam, I just ate. So, like, I was like, nah, let's just get the bottle of tequila. It was the white... I don't know why fucking Jake ordered the Blanco. It ended up being trash. But regardless, we're dogging it. Bro, I was so lit by, like, 12:31. I called an Uber. Like, my friend Tommy and another cat pulled up. They pulled up. They were there for, like, 10, 20 minutes. And Tommy was, like, fucking with me and said some shit like, oh, like, all right, yeah, fuck you, then just leave. And I said, okay. And I thought I said bye. I apparently walked out and I left.
Really?
But I remember being in the Uber, but I thought I thought I said bye. I didn't say, I just walked out.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, fine. Yeah. See, like in my head, I thought I came back, said bye and then left, but I never did.
Mm.
But I just dipped, went home, slept, woke up. Bro, I haven't been this hungover.
Deadass.
In a long time.
Wow.
That, as I
usually
woke up.
Usually don't get hungover.
Never. I've been fucking sauced, gotten 5 hours of sleep, woken up and I've been better than this.
Yeah.
I was fighting demons, dude. I took a bath.
Yeah.
In the morning, I took a bath and I was like, yo, immediately in the chat, I was like, yo, brunch, I need a level up.
For sure. Mimosas.
Right. Bro, we pull up to his joint where Nino goes all the time. La Chiflada.
Yeah, I went there. Good ass
place.
Bro,
for brunch, we go. We're like, do we get a pitcher on our table? The girl waitress goes, no. Like, I just come around. I was like, this is going to be ass. But she was on top of it. But bro, she's pouring like... She poured the mimosa and as she was going around to the four of us...
Yeah.
I'd kill mine, put it down. My friend would kill... Bro, she did that, like,
kept
three rounds.
Circles.
She went in circles, like, three times, then left, then came back. Bro, I was fighting demons. I was, like, ripping mimosas like it was water, bro.
Yeah.
And then I was like, please get me a Modelo. Lady barely spoke English. She's like, what?
Necesitamos...
I was like, Modelo. I was like, Modelo. She's like, what? And I go, Modelo. And she's like, oh, see. Okay. Immediately knew. Brings over the Modelo. I chugged it down. And I was like, oh, I felt so much better. Right?
Mm.
And, like, I kind of started getting a little lit. Like, lit. So I was feeling good, you know? So this is already, like, I'm vibing. Bro, we dip from the joint. We're driving to a Polish bar. My boy gets rear-ended, dude.
No.
Bro, heads, take off the operation. Take off the fucking bracelet.
Yeah.
Gum, everything. This cat goes to the back.
But he got rear-ended,
He got
though.
Ripped. Yeah, but you gotta watch out, you know?
Yeah, obviously they could pin
Bro, him. he goes to the back and people are like, oh, I'm sorry, right? And, like, by his reaction, I was like... We got slammed, bro. I cut my mouth.
Yeah.
I was sitting looking Dead for ass. A song, vibing, and it hit me in the mouth, and I cut the inside
His
of my
phone.
Mouth here.
Wow.
And then, bro, I walk out. Bro, I thought the way we got hit, I thought the bumper was going to be off.
Yeah.
Audi A4. It's like two scratches.
Yeah.
Their bumper was fucked up. Mm-hmm. Ours was like fine.
Nice.
So, and then this guy is like, let me see if my trunk works in front of him. Opens it up. There's like four cases of White Claws in there. I was like, dude, shut that shit, bro.
Yeah, for real. Fucking idiot.
Yeah. So he shuts it. This is Kevin, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't lit, but he had something to drink, you know?
Like, yeah.
But we ended... So whatever. But we... And then we ended up going to Polish Bar. Drank some more. And then I went to go to, like, my family's party. I pull up and they're, like... They're asking me mad... My grandma's like, you smell like alcohol. I've been getting... I get accused. I'm like... I was like, yeah, because I went out and I had a drink. Like, is there any... Like, there's no big deal. I'm 21. Yeah. Meanwhile, like, I... Like, I'm...
You're
in my head, I'm like, I was trying to act normal. But then, bro, the family came in clutch with the steaks. Gross. I just ripped it down. Bro, knocked out at like 8 p.m., dude. I was...
Wow. Yeah, that lines up with Versace for me. We went back and...
Level out. You gotta level out.
Yeah, you have to.
For anyone who doesn't know, by the way, level out is when you're hungover and you drink to like cure the hangover.
Exactly.
But, like, you don't... Obviously, you don't get as... I mean, you could keep... You could delay the level out by getting hammered again.
Yeah.
Being hung over the next day. But if you level out, like, you get drunk. But then, like, it just cures your hangover. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. But after Versace Mansion, we went back. We knocked for a bit. Went to the pool. And then we hit up a place called Rock Bar. Was that Rock Bar? No, that was a different night. I forget where we went to dinner that night. I think we actually just got Wendy's. But then we went to Centro, Spanish music. Went there last time. And again, as I was mentioning at the beginning, right? Last time I went to Centro, that shit was fucking packed. There was a song that this guy just released when I went to Miami last time. Roberto had it on fucking repeat all week, and he actually performed it live at Centro, so it was a good-ass time. Banger. Banger of a fucking time. Get there, only people there around the bars. But by this point, for me, that was my fourth day of drinking. Everyone else, it was their third day, so we were all kind of shot. So we just had some drinks, vibed, and Andrea had an exam the next morning at 9 a.m. she had to take. So we were out by midnight anyway. Like, we weren't going to stay there late regardless. But it was still a good time. We had some drinks, danced, had a hookah. So then we went to a beach the next day. The beach was super nice. Well, I don't think it was the next day. It was some point during the weekend. We go with Tristan and we meet up with Andrea's cousin, Megan. Shout out to Megan. Big vibe. Fire. Anyway. So we go to this beach, right? We're chilling. Tanning, ocean, walking, usual stuff, right? There's these volleyball courts, or beach volleyball courts, that we see. And me and Tristan want to go play, so we kind of go walk over there. And there's these three guys who, I'm sorry, but are very obviously gay. That are all just kind of playing on one side of an open court by themselves. Now, I asked Tristan, I'm like, yo, you want to go play them 3v2? And he's like, all right, bet. And you might be asking, well, why did he mention that they would say that they're gay? Why is that important? It'll tie in, right? So we start playing them 3v2. You know, they're making, like, they're talking. They all speak Spanish, but they all speak English very well. But they speak Spanish to each other, right? But they're all perfectly fluent in English whenever I would, like, talk to them about, oh, like, next game, blah, blah, whatever. So, you know, they're being, you know, flamboyant and doing their thing. And we're having a good time. Like, they're great guys. Like, they're very, very nice people, right? So, at some point, and, you know, as all sports people do, if you're a guy, you know, the game of tap ass. Or slap ass if you watch Key and Peele, right? So, we score a point, and, like, I tap, like, I give him a high five and slap Tristan's butt, right? And one of them points. He's like, I saw that. And, like, I was like, because the whole time I was kind of getting the feeling that they thought, because I had a mustache, right? And, you know, that's, like, a thing for those types of people. And they, like, I could tell that they thought something, but after that happened, I was like, bro, they definitely think me and Tristan are, like, a gay couple or some shit, right? So we beat them the first game, switch sides, beat them the second game. Some other kid, like, comes alongside, wants to play. He joins our team for a 3v3. kid's ass. Horrible. We lose the third game, 3v3. And then that's it, right? So we're walking away. And, like, these guys are getting pretty crazy. And, like, at some point, I see them talking about, like, a chat. Like, one of the guy's sugar daddies walks along the sidewalk, like, 30 feet away. And he's hooting and hollering at him, like, hi, Poppy. All this shit, like, you know, like. And I'm like, damn, this guy really doesn't care. So then they're talking about somebody's chest. And, like, I could tell they're speaking Spanish, but I know they're talking about someone's chest. And, like, later on, one of the guys who's wearing, like, a fucking Speedo does a handstand and starts shaking his ass in the air. And, like, you know, Speedos aren't really all that protective for your dick. Like, it's just out. So his thing was just fucking... I'm like, God damn, these guys are crazy. So we're walking away.
It's Miami shit.
That's fine, right? I'm not, like, uncomfortable by it. Like, they're doing their thing. They're having a good time. Whatever. So we're walking away, right? And, like, later on in the afternoon, you know what fucking Tristan tells me?
What?
He was like, bro, they were all talking about you. They were all talking about you. All right,
bro,
about,
but like
about, what? They were talking about how they loved your chest, and the one dude was shaking his ass for you. Like, all that stuff I saw, they were doing it, like, for my attention.
Why didn't he say that in the moment?
Because they probably, they were like, probably either late 20s or early 30s.
Yeah, but, like, why didn't he, Tristan, if Tristan knew what they were saying, why didn't he just say it to you right
then? Maybe he didn't want to make me uncomfortable. But, like, Tristan's understanding every single word they're saying. Maybe not every single, but enough to understand what they're talking about. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there fucking ignorant, thinking they're just fucking joking around. Meanwhile...
Bro, that's funny as... Come on, dude. You can't get tight at that.
No. I'm not tight at all. Dude, honestly, when Tristan told me they complimented my chest, I was like, damn, like, really? Like, I've always been self-conscious about my chest. And that's
no, I'll tell you this though. Here's the thing that you have to realize about like gay dudes, and this is the thing that I'll say, like, cuz you know, we've talked about like gay people on the I know maybe like my take on the other episode was like that I might have had a problem. I don't have any problem with gay people, and I've spoke, I actually was pretty, I wouldn't say I'm friends with any gay people, but I was like acquaintances with some gay people at my high school.
Yeah.
And I actually, like, we had a conversation, and the one guy's like, you know, like, you have to realize, like, a lot of, like, gay dudes, like, we're just, like, girls and dudes, like, we don't find every dude fucking attractive,
yeah.
You know? It's like, they're normal like us, like, they find dudes attractive, and they... Mm-hmm. In fact,
they just want
to in fact, they're probably, you know, people say that men's standards are lower than women's standards, or no, men's standards are higher than women's standards when it comes like to a certain, like, women could fall for a dude who's mad ugly, or like get with a dude who's mad ugly who could spit
game. We talked about this.
Yeah, we discussed who could spit game.
Yeah.
Well, like, oftentimes it's not the same way, vice versa.
For a guy, it just really looks, not personality.
For the one night stand. So, like, the thing is, like, if they're complimenting your looks, like, all right, it's good. You're a good looking dude. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's good for you. You know, and they have a right to say it's the same thing in saying, like, there's a girl that's lesbian. You could say, like, oh, she's hot, or she's good looking. Like,
yeah. It's just an observation.
Yeah, it's an observation. Like, there's people that are good looking, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get mad at my girlfriend, even though she doesn't say this, like, often at all, until I nail it out of her about celebrities.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, like, if she says someone's, like, a good, like, they're a good looking person.
Yeah, it's just objective.
Like, or calling, like, someone's, like, said, yeah, like, oh, you know, he's, like, a put together, like, he's a good looking dude. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Like, that's an observation, you know? Yeah. Like obviously, there's a difference between, like, I'm not going to look at some like supermodel and say to, like, you know, like, say to my girlfriend, like, "Oh, like,
you're hotter than her."
Like, no, I'm not going to say to her, like if she's asking for, like, an explanation on why, like, "Oh, so like, so what was the story?" And part of the story is, like, there was tons of dudes hitting on her or something. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm just using this as an example. like, I'm not going to sit there and say, like, oh, you know, she was just an average show girl. No, like, she's a very good looking, like, she's a good looking girl, you know, she's like a model.
Yeah.
You know, she's a very pretty girl.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know?
As long as there's no
and
action.
The same thing with dudes. They like, gay guys can make the same observation. It doesn't mean that they know, like, yeah. Although, to be fair, they might have thought that you were gay, so.
No, I think they did. I think they thought me and Tristan were gay. But what I was hoping, because Andre was going to come play, and I told, because she was chilling with her cousin on the beach, and I was like, you know, whenever you're ready, come play. She's like, all right, bet. We play the first two games waiting for her, and she doesn't show up, and then that guy comes and asks us, and I make him wait the second half of the second game, and then she didn't show up, and he was like, all right, by the third game, you know, he's got to join. But no, that was fun. I got super tan, thankfully. A little bit of a burn. My nose is kind of peeling a little bit.
Yeah, I got way worse in Miami than
but,
you look tan.
No, but it's good. I'm happy because that's what I really wanted. I shaved my legs. Great experience and then a horrible experience. I used Nair for the first time in my life. Rubbed it everywhere. Fucking legs, ass cheeks, my asshole, everything. Baby's bum. Right at, it's weird, like, have you ever used Nair?
Yes, I did. Like, you know, when I used it when I lost the cigarette smoking contest, and I had to clean up my chest.
Really? So I put it all over my legs, and mind you, I haven't, like, I usually kind of buzz my legs to make them not crazy long, but I haven't done that in months. So my legs like a carpet, right? So I put the Nair all over my legs, and, like, you leave it for 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then you wipe it
and then you go,
it.
Yeah, there was a big loofah over there that I used. And, like, I just start pushing it down, and it's just literally, like, this carpet coming off
it's
of my leg.
It's nuts, right?
It's nuts. It's nuts. And it's, like I said before, it's like a baby's fucking ass cheek. Super smooth, right? But there are some patches that get left over, so I went over everything with the razor, which, looking back, probably wasn't the best idea to do everything. I should have just done the patches. But, you know, first day is great, but the second day I start feeling the pricks in my asshole, and, like, now I have a bunch of, like, red dots all over. I don't know if they're still there, but you can kind of still, like, around my knee, you could see some red dots. Around my groin, like, in my inner thigh, super, like, red dots all up there. My ass, holy fuck, it hurts to sit sometimes. Like, I'm fine now, but, like, yesterday sucked. Like, everything, and, like, I told you, I fucking not no holding back. I fucking put it on my butthole, you know, put it all up in there.
Yeah, and I've never done that.
You've never done that?
I've never even shaved my asshole.
You never shaved your asshole? That's disgusting. What about hygiene?
What's
good for hygiene?
Yeah, but, like, I'm not gonna go back there and fucking shave it. It's too hard of a task. I'm
to
not
shave
gonna
it, yeah, but you near you just put lotion back there and it's fine.
Yeah, but I'm not doing that.
But okay,
I'm not doing that. If my girlfriend doesn't fucking care, I'm not doing that. You know, it's too much work for me to sit there fucking. No, I'm
but
not.
But you're not
doing
shaving it. You just rub the fucking juice on there, and it came out.
No, the only time I ever used Nair, I told you, I lost the cigarette smoking contest, and I laid down on a picnic table. And everyone in the group just fucking
smearing there.
Like, no. I got, like, they had
wax
strips.
Oh, this hurts. It hurts so
bro,
bad.
My head was spinning so much from, like, smoking 11 cigarettes in 15 minutes that, like, it was almost painless. Like,
yeah.
I was like, relaxing on the table, closing my eyes, and, like, they would pull it off. And the only noise I made the whole time was this. They would pull it off, and I would just be like, like
just
that.
Just groans.
Yeah, just like a grunt, you know?
Yeah.
But no, I used, then I, afterwards, I used Nair on my chest and my body. Mm-hmm. Low-key, like, I liked it, but my girlfriend likes my fucking chest hair, and it's less work for me. I don't fucking care.
Yeah?
I have a manscaper. I don't use it for anything except my fucking pubic hair.
That's what Juan has.
It's fucking golden.
Golden?
Although, I'll tell you this.
I use a blade.
It can cut you. Don't listen to the fucking shit that it says. It's cut me before. Like, I start bleeding like a shit ton.
Yeah, bro. Just shave.
Yeah, but no. Like you use the buzzer, and like you know, it's like, oh, you could use it on your. It's friendly on your balls. Bullshit. It's friendly on your fucking balls. You know, you can use it on your balls, but you have to focus. OD.
That's what I'm saying. Just shave. Turn the water cold. Get everything nice and tight. Shave.
Nah, fam.
What do you mean, nah, fam?
Nah, I like using the Manscaper. It's kind of fire.
Not just if it fucking makes your balls bleed out.
Yeah, if you don't focus, you know? Mm. Don't do it while you're lit.
Fair enough. So what else happened? So we went to the beach by ourselves. Went to this great-ass fucking restaurant. There's some things I can't speak about. We'll discuss later.
We're going to play cards tonight for reference.
We are, yeah. We're going to go play poker. Have to touch on that. So one night... Oh,
yeah, you did go to... Yeah, I saw it. Okay.
One night... This is crazy. This is crazy, dude. So one night, I go to the Hard Rock... I gave it away. But my girlfriend went to go stay with her cousin, right? So I dropped her off. She's staying at her cousin's house. She's sleeping over, so I had the night to myself. Me and Andy go to Hard Rock Casino. We start drinking. Drinks. We have like 3 drinks, shot, great. Good ass time. We're playing blackjack, we're playing slots, playing roulette. So, blackjack, I started playing, waiting for him to get there. Bought him a 40, cashed out 100. I was like, wow, perfect. Go back to the blackjack table after Andy gets there. Buy him with 100, lose it all. Down 40. Go to slots. I play slots, lose 20 right away. Bang. Down 60. Play another slots for 20. I'm like, oh shit. This shit's gas. I start hitting hella free spins. I win 92. So as of then, I'm only down $10, I think. Right? I'm only down $10. So we go to roulette. I lose 40. I'm down $50. I'm like, ah, fuck. All right, whatever. There's only one reason why I'm fucking here. Couldn't do it last time, but Andy's down, so I got to do it this time. We head to the poker section. Walk in.
Poker room's deep from everything else, right?
Yeah, deep.
Bro, at the Hard Rock, you have to walk through like...
It's completely separate.
Yeah.
Completely. Go to poker. Sign in. 20-minute wait.
Well, the poker room's always separate, but it's not like far away like it is the
Hard Rock. At the Hard Rock, yeah. So we go, we're waiting.
We made the girlfriend sit outside. Told you about that. We made the girlfriend sit.
Yeah, while you were playing poker?
Yeah. Bro, that's why I had to leave after an hour when I went.
Damn, you can't so ass though.
Because you know, like, oh, when are you coming? That's why I can't go with like...
So me and Andy wait, get a table together. Go sit down. I bought in $250. Andy bought in $150. Okay? Sit down at the table. I feel like a fucking G. I feel great.
Is that your first time sitting at a casino
poker room? A real casino poker room, yes.
That's my first place, too.
So I go there, right? 20.
Yeah.
I'm hitting. I got pocket aces. I hit my set on the flop. Some guy had pocket tens. He also hit his set on the flop. So we're going big bucks in. We're going fucking $50, $100, $200. Or fucking all in. I win. Within 10 minutes, I have $700. I'm knocking this person out. And everyone's hit, like, these. They're starting to get fucking annoyed. So they switch to the dealers, right? So the first dealer that I sat down with... The first dealer that I sat down
with... I hope you were tipping the dealers.
The first dealer I sat down with... That's the one that was giving me the crazy shit. Crazy hands
he was giving me. Because technically, etiquette, you're supposed to tip after every hand.
I didn't give him a single dollar. Now, he's leaving, right? And, like, I'm being respectful. Like, I said thank you. But, like, again, this is my first time, and I was already fucked up. Like, we don't play tip the dealer. Like, yeah, we deal ourselves. Yeah. Like, I didn't know... I knew of it because I watched videos. You don't know the etiquette,
yeah.
But I didn't remember it. So as he's getting up, this one guy on the opposite side of the table starts getting, like, Phil Hellmuth upset. Yeah. Because earlier on, I beat him. I had a jack eight. And I hit my eight on the flop. And he bet 40. And I called. And I hit the jack on the turn. And I won that hand, and after I won, under his breath, he's like, why are you calling a $40 bet with an eight?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
shit like, yeah, that. Yeah. Like, he shouldn't be doing that. That's crazy. Like, he's already getting upset. So as the first dealer left, right, he starts talking like, this guy's crazy, this guy's crazy. Like, fucking, he didn't even bet, he didn't even tip the dealer once. And then everyone on the table hears that, and everyone's getting tight because I'm knocking everybody out, and I just got $700 in 10 minutes. They've probably been sitting there for hours, you know what I'm saying, with not the same amount of money as me. And fucking, he's just like, and everyone's like, oh, you didn't tip the deal. I'm like, yo, like, I didn't know, it was my first time at a casino. I didn't know what to do. Yeah. He's like, and one of the ladies is like, yeah, well, you're playing like it. And I'm like, damn, like, I'm feeling so attacked right now. I love it. So... yeah, so basically the next dealer comes in. I start tipping him every time I win a big hand. But they're tight the whole time. They start calling me out for my mustache. They start saying shit like, oh, it's Goose from fucking Top Gun. And the one hand with the aces over tens, this guy kept bringing it up. Like, he's like, oh, like, I wanted this. Like, oh, I want the guy who got aces money. And, like, I'm sitting right there. I'm like, obviously, you're talking about me. Like, go fuck yourself. But eventually, that money starts to dwindle down. I play stupid. Like, I play every hand.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't play smart. The guy who got upset about the eight, that called me out for not tipping, some guy left that was sitting right next to me. He sits around me. So now, every time he gets the dealer, he puts the,
straddle.
He puts a straddle.
Because at the Hard Rock, you're only allowed to Mississippi straddle or button straddle.
Yeah, straddle the dealer.
Yeah.
So he does that every time. Psycho, I funnel out my money. Shit. He obviously gets he gets what he wants. So I'm down to like $100 by like 2 a.m. We start playing poker maybe fall from grace big time.
You started, that's 2 hours. That's not even long.
No. I was playing for 3. We started playing poker at like 11, I would say. And at 2 o'clock, I'm like, I'm at $100. So I'm like, all right, damn, like, I just got to wait for the right call. Pocket 10s. Some guy bets 20. I re-raise to 40. He re-raises to like 100. I shove all in. He calls. And like somebody else also is like calling all this shit. So I win the hand. And so I triple up. I'm sitting at like 230, 240, and I'm like, I'm right there. It's like 230 at this point. I'm like, I gotta play more. Like, I just gotta, let me just make my money back. I go in like maybe $5-$10 here, don't hit my turn, bet's 100. I'm like, all right, I'm not doing this. Call out, so I lose a good stack, lose it a little bit more than. I have about $200, just under $200. I have ace king. 2-4-8 comes out. This guy bets in 60. I'm like, yo, this guy's fucking bluffing. Or I have king queen. I'm like, this guy's fucking bluffing. Like, this guy's nothing. I call. Turn comes out. Another dud.
Yeah, but if he's bluffing there, you don't have shit. I'm sorry that I'm being a prick here and telling you what to do. But I see, in that case, he raises 60. I raise there.
You should re-raise, yeah.
You raise. I mean, I don't know what he had, but in that case, if you think he's bluffing, in that case, you don't have anything.
No, I should have. I shouldn't have just called.
Your ace high, to be fair, your king call high. Is your king high isn't bad, but, like, I would raise. Like, that's, I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah, but I was tired, and I was shot, and I lost money again. So I just called this all in. And he ended up having ace king. I had king queen. Nobody hit. He went off high card, and that was it for me. 3 o'clock. Went home tight.
At least you didn't lose a grand and a half one night.
Yeah, but no. After that, I fucking went back home. Picked up my girl the next day.
This guy was went tight.
Back to the Hard Rock Casino. We tried to get into the pool, but there was a lightning warning, so we went to the casino. lost in blackjack, lost in some
slots.
Did
you show her how to play?
Yeah, I showed her. She played. Yeah, she watched. Yeah, she didn't play, though.
Oh, no. I had Christina last time I went with her. She was like, you know what? I'm going to play.
I wanted Andre. And I had like, Andre doesn't like to gamble.
Yeah, but like Christina doesn't like to gamble either. But I staked her. And then she lost it. And she goes, I'm going to go to the ATM. I was like, what's wrong with you? You're going to become like me. Don't fucking... She goes, she pulls out money, comes back, sits back down. I was like, bro, what the... She sits down. She ended up losing it. She's like, I don't like this feeling. Like, I hate it. I was like, well, at least you didn't lose a grand and a half in one night. That's just to think about that.
But I lost $200 more dollars the next day. Minus $500 for the trip.
Hey, I'm going... This weekend, today we play poker. It's a little warm up for I'm going to Philly for my friend's birthday. We're going to one of the casinos I have a membership at, Rivers Casino. Friday night plan is cash games. Get a little warm up in. Saturday we're back into the 160. 5,000 guaranteed tournament, weekly tournament they run at the Rivers Casino. And I'm ready to run it up because I've been a tournament guy recently. I like tournaments. I prefer them 10 times
over cash games. And we're going to play a tournament today.
We are playing a tournament today just to get a little warmed up. I mean,
I can sell. Do they have an ATM though? Because I don't know if I have enough cash.
Do you have Venmo?
Yeah, I have everything.
Venmo me.
And you'll give me cash?
Yeah.
But you only have Trace.
Yeah, exactly. So you Venmo me and I buy in 50 for both of us.
I don't have enough. No, I'm going to buy in a hundo.
No, I'm saying for the tournament though, just for the tournament. They have an ATM there.
I'll just pull out cash.
What?
I'll just pull out cash, no problem.
Yeah.
That's fine. All right.
Well, speaking, I mean,
I'm winning all my money back. I'm winning $1,000. How many people are playing tonight?
In the tournament?
Yeah.
It's 15, I think, or 16. 15
people, 100 each.
50 each for the tournament. With the cash game. Each? Cash game, we'll see. 50. I think...
I'm excited. I need to play and I need to win. Andrea, I'm sorry. I'm feeding into my addiction. She did not like me losing money at all. But I don't give a fuck. I got paid on midnight the day I was at the casino. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, so that...
$500 is nothing. It comes and goes.
You know, as I say... When I play, I mean, at this point, the key with poker, there's so many things. I mean, I've done some crazy shit. I've played $100 buy-in tournaments. I told you I cashed in a WSOP event for the first time. I think I said it last week.
You did mention it.
Right? I mean, I've been studying the game. I like tournaments a lot better because the one thing is, like, most of the time you lose. But there's the chance you run hot, you play well, and you achieve glory, which I've only done. I've won 3 tournaments in my life, well, online, but they were like small ones, like $10 buy-in. Two $10 buy-ins, one $3 buy-in.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Which I still, like, won a good amount. I won more. Now, the most I won in a tournament was like $430 or something. So, like, that's for reference. But this weekend, the pot, like, at that tournament that I'm going to be at this weekend, standard, it's like 7K up top. So, if I could hit 7K, that's fine. You know, I've played in tournaments where up top, you know, the one where I cashed out, where I mean, you have to think I won 200, I profited $250 for coming in 60th. Crazy. Right? So, up
that's
top,
fucking wild.
Up top, there was 20 grand. And I've played, the most I've played in was 100 grand up top.
Most. I'm trying to win tonight.
I don't care if I win or lose. I'm getting warmed up, getting
it's
loose.
It's only $50 tournament?
Dude, 50 times 50 times 15 people. That's pretty
good.
I mean, it's decent, dude. It's decent. I would take it. I mean, you're going to win.
50 times 15.
No. 15
750.
Yes, so first place will get 750.
No, first place gets 50%.
You didn't see oh, yeah, so down? Then 300 something, yeah.
375. It's a good come up.
It's
and then cash
good.
Games after?
Cash games after, yeah.
How long do you think it's going to be?
Fuck knows, dude. I don't care.
I might have to call out of work tomorrow. In fact, I'm definitely calling out of work tomorrow.
I'm not calling out of work. I'm going.
You're going to work tomorrow?
I'm not a pussy, dude. Fucking wake up at 7 a.m., no problem. That's not that bad. As long as I'm asleep by 2:30, I'll be fine.
Well, all in all, I had a fire-ass trip. 10 out of 10. I'm glad I got to share the experience with you guys, especially Paul. But now, it is time to go
from the deep.
Do we have anything?
That's a good question.
I don't think so.
Well, because we didn't post anything.
Yeah, we didn't post shit.
Yo.
So it's our fault this week.
Yep. Well, regardless, we'll keep you guys posted
as
to what the fuck's going on. And
the giveaway.
Yeah.
We can discuss. Do you want a 2D podcast flag?
That's to be decided off air.
Off air?
Yeah.
Or we could do the mugs to be giveaway.
If you want, yeah, because you can give those
away. I can get the mugs easily. Flags might be a little bit more effort.
Yeah. We'll
but they're a little nicer, you know? The flags are nicer.
We'll do a giveaway.
Next episode, do you think we'll have a decision as to what we want to
Yeah, we'll have a decision next episode, right. So stay tuned for next episode. Giveaway.
Next episode, not only will we have information as to what this fucking giveaway will be, but we will also have a guest. And as you guys know, it will be Miller Bustos.
Sorry.
He will be our first guest of season 8.
Be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, well, it worked out well because it said next week we're going to have a guest.
Exactly.
We didn't lie.
We just posted it late. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to another episode of 2D Podcast. Make sure you follow us on our Instagram at 2D Podcast for all of our latest updates. We'll see you guys next week.
Hey.